Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. You know that we would love to hear from you. So send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And today we're excited to have back with us Anthony DiStefano. Yes. Now, Anthony is a best-selling author and a longtime friend of EWTN. Best-selling as he's written over 25 books. Yeah. And his newest book is a Christmas book for children with a beautiful, unique approach. And it's entitled Christmas in Heaven. And this beautiful book is available at EWTNRC.com. We had a great show with Anthony yesterday, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about the book. But for us as grandparents, we have a stack of books that we have with our grandchildren. And I just want to say to the world out there, you know, and everybody's got the screens, put the screens down. When you have time to be with your children, snuggle up with them, get a book, shut the TV off, and just say, can we just read a book together and share this moment and have that time with your grandchild? That's the real stuff. And for moms and dads also, and brothers and sisters, I mean, that's the stuff that makes our families great.
Well said. So get ahead of the Christmas time and get the book Christmas in Heaven by Anthony DiStefano. Many of his books are there, especially his children's books, because we've had him on for a number of those and have shared them with our children. So EWTNRC.com, EWTNRC.com. So we're going to unpack this book more fully in just a minute. Anthony will be with us. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Well, we're excited to have with us again today Anthony DiStefano. Now, Anthony is a best-selling author. He's authored over 25 books. He is a longtime friend of EWTN and us personally also. His newest book is a Christmas book for children with a unique approach. And this beautiful book is entitled Christmas in Heaven, and it's available at EWTNRC.com, where all of Anthony's other books are available also. So yesterday we had Anthony on, and we were talking about this beautiful book, Christmas in Heaven. But Anthony, we want you to tell our family a quick synopsis of the book and also the message that you're trying to convey in Christmas in Heaven.
Sure. Well, I'm always interested in writing books about the true meaning of Christmas. Christmas has obviously been secularized almost beyond recognition. The question is, how do you write those kinds of books? I've written several books already on the nativity seen from different points of view. As I mentioned on the show yesterday, when I was a kid, I didn't understand why we gave each other presents at Christmas time. And I asked my father that, and the way he dealt with it is by saying that, well, we can't give it's Jesus' birthday. We can't give Jesus a present because he's in heaven. So we give presents to each other because that's what makes Jesus happiest. And that's a very easy concept for children to understand. We all understand birthdays. The question is how to make that into a story, the fact that it's Jesus' birthday. And the way I was able to do that was just to imagine a little boy who is sad because his grandmother has died and it's Christmas time. And he's wondering how is she celebrating Christmas in heaven. So he goes to his grandfather, the husband of the woman who has died, and the grandfather sits the boy on his knee and tries to paint a very consoling picture for him of heaven and the big birthday party that's going on in heaven, because Christmas is Jesus' birthday, with all the angels and saints and, of course, Our Lady and Jesus. And, yes, his grandmother is there, too. So it's a book about not only the true meaning of Christmas, which is the birth of our Lord, but it's a story about what happens to people after they die, and so it's supposed to help children and adults deal with this painful subject of grieving.
Well, and you go about it in a very truthful way, because sometimes you can have ideas about what you think heaven might be, and that's a really valid question for a child of any age, and it's a reality, because guess what? Every person that has been born is going to die. We're all going to die. What happens to us when we die? And not only that, but you incorporate over 30 saints into the book also. And so you're connecting our connection here on earth with heaven, right, of the saints that have gone before us, with a great hope, as that we too, as a people of God, we want to run our race full of hope, and we have all the sacraments to aid us and assist us to be able to do that. But in this book, you have a different illustrator, and her name is Bernadette Carstensen, and you've had different illustrators for all of your books, and they all seem so appropriate for every book that you write. So tell our family a little bit about Bernadette.
Have you worked with Bernadette before?
I've never worked with Bernadette before. This is the first time. Before I tell you about her, I'll tell you how I go about choosing illustrators, because it's interesting. You know, I choose my illustrators based on the story I'm trying to tell and the main message I'm trying to convey to readers. And some illustrators are better than others at doing certain things. For example, on the break, we mentioned the book that is a favorite of your grandchildren, Our Lady's Wardrobe, which is a book that introduces children to the Blessed Virgin Mary through the clothes that she wore during some of her approved apparitions. Well, in that book, I wanted to convey the idea that Mary is real. She's not a myth. She's not a fictional character. She's not a cartoon character. And today in heaven, she has a real, live, glorified body. So in order to convey that truth, that reality, I chose an artist who was good at doing photorealistic type of illustrations. I didn't want the artwork to be cartoonish in any way. On the other hand, many of my children's books involve animal characters. The grumpy old ox, you know, the donkey that no one could ride. And for books like that, I want an illustrator who can give animals very human facial expressions that convey emotions like sadness or excitement, that can make it easier for the children to relate to those characters. And for those books, I use someone named Richard Cowdery, who's a New York Times bestselling artist and is the best in the world when it comes to portraying animals. For a book like Christmas in Heaven, I wanted someone who had a real flair for color and also a sense of humor, because the book deals with a serious subject of grieving, and I didn't want the book to be too heavy. I wanted it to have kind of a light touch, so I chose this Bernadette Carstensen, because she's done so many beautiful paintings of the saints and that are just exploding with color. She's actually a very well-known illustrator in the Catholic world. I think the National Catholic Register did a whole profile on her a couple of years ago. She's done church altarpieces and religious paintings, like museum-quality art. And she's really great at portraying Our Lady and the saints. And just by way of giving some personal information, she's got a great husband, a great big family, plenty of kids. They live out in California. They're expecting another baby right now. And I followed Bernadette's work for many years, and I really wanted to work with her on a book. And thank goodness she was available for this project. To answer your question, though, I wanted an artist for this book who knew their faith, who knew something about the saints, and who could portray the saints doing what they're famous for. But I also wanted someone who could create a happy book, a kind of a vintage style, a la Norman Rockwell paintings, and someone who could be playful. Because we don't just want poignant, sad illustrations. We want to show children that heaven is a happy place. So the illustrations should be happy too. And I think Bernadette did just a fantastic job.
Well, she does happy well, and she does the face of the grandfather I just love. Mm-hmm. He's not all that happy, but he's happy from the inside. He's not showing that. The little boy is beautiful, and then all the saints are very dynamic in there. And you mentioned Norman Rockwell. That's exactly what I thought of when I was looking at the grandfather and the grandson, them together. And I kind of just, it was helpful for me because I had the sense that this grandfather, had the same sense I had when I lost a loved one, my mother, and that sense of sadness, and that's really there, but also a sense of hope and a sense of true joy that he's in the way of the Lord, not necessarily an emotional joy with him, but the joy of the Lord. And so that's really ministered to me as I've looked at that. Anthony, your books, especially your children's books overall, have really been able, I think, with the way you've done them, to communicate with kind of Christians across the board and other people of goodwill or maybe religious people. I did notice that you've got at the opening page, note to readers on purgatory. And then, of course, you're dealing with all the saints. I would say this isn't quite the crossover book in Christian circles, although maybe it could be instructive. So what's up with the purgatory statement?
And Well, two things. Yes, it's a more Catholic book, but yeah. I hope that it could be a teaching moment for our Protestant brothers and sisters.
Good.
Because I purposely chose many saints who are biblical saints, like, yeah. You know, all the evangelists are in that book. Many of the apostles are in there. Of course, our Lord takes center stage. I think it's very clear from this book that we don't worship the saints at all, but that they are worshiping Jesus in heaven. It's a very Christ-centered book.
Yes.
Words that Jesus speaks come practically right out of the gospel from when he raised Jairus' daughter from the dead.
Yeah.
So it's very, very biblical. Yeah. And I'm hoping that of course, our Christian brothers and sisters believe in heaven, too.
Yes.
So, and they know that there are saints in heaven and angels in heaven. So
yeah.
I hope that they'll take a look at this book and maybe it'll open their mind a little to this idea that that we don't worship the saints.
I think it's good. No, I think it's really something. And I think there's more Protestants than we think or that we know that really have a sense about purgation anyway, or about we need to be perfected in some way. We need to have the right outfit on when we go. Maybe we have a little contamination. And you just present it beautifully in there. Of course, you have to do the same for the Catholic reader, because, you know, are you saying everybody's going to heaven? Is that what you're saying? And you have a note here, you know, this is the hope of the grandfather.
Right.
And we should have, you know, great hope that our loved ones are there. But yet it is a hope. And so you make that clear. And I think you're dealing with both sides of it. And of course, one of the things that you emphasize here, and I think which is great to address it with our Protestant brethren, is that for Catholics, you know, our faith is so family oriented. I mean, the Trinity as a family. That's how I came to understand the Trinity, that it was a family. I couldn't understand it in other explanations or through the shamrock or through whatever. I mean, when I understood that it's a family, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, three distinct persons, yet one divinity. And then here on earth, that Jesus is born into, you know, a family. He makes a family. And as you're saying, we want those who've lost loved ones, especially younger people like this grandson, because whether we can articulate it or not, and the family's under such attack, I mean, children know family, and they need that security. And well, if people are going to heaven, are they detached from one another? I mean, am I going to know my grandmother in some sense? Am I going into a family? Because I just don't want to go, what is heaven? I don't know what that is, but you're saying it's like a family, it's a community. There are other people there, saints there. And I think this is really important, and it's so much a part of our Catholic tradition.
Yes, yes, you said so much there. As you know, we were just talking about it before on the break, too. My very first book was an adult nonfiction book written over 20 years ago now, called A Travel Guide to Heaven.
Right.
And it deals just with this issue. And to answer some of the questions that you just spoke about, that you just posed, yes, we will know our mother in heaven. She will be our mother forever. Your mother will always be your mother. Your grandmother will always be your grandmother. Your brother will always be your brother. Your wife will always be your wife. You will continue to have special relationships with people in heaven. There's not going to be less life in heaven. There's going to be more life. There's not going to be less relationship. There's going to be more relationship. There's not going to be less love. There's going to be more love. There's not going to be less color. There's going to be more color.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if this life that we're living here on earth is real, the life that we live in heaven is not going to be less real than that. We're not going to have more connections and love and festivities here than we do in heaven. So that's why what I've written about in this book is just a very poor reflection of what heaven might be like. And I did mention purgatory. I do want to say something about that, because I didn't want to give people the impression that I don't believe in purgatory.
Right.
Purgatory is a doctrine of the Catholic Church.
Yep.
And it's been a doctrine since the very beginning. It's based on the fact that, as Revelation 21 says, nothing unclean can enter heaven. And the fact is that there are people who have died and they've been saved by our Lord, but they still have the stain of yes. certain sins on their soul. And perhaps they have an attachment to certain sins that have already been forgiven. Purgatory is the place where we get cleansed of those imperfections. And I say in my little note to parents there, because this is a tough topic to explain to children, if you were going to meet the president or the pope today, or if you were going to go attend a wedding or a party, you know, presumably you would brush your hair and wash your face and change out of your gym clothes. Well, heaven is the biggest party of all time, and we're going to meet the most important person of all, the Lord. And so purgatory is a place where we get cleaned up for that. So even though this is a book about heaven, I wanted to at least mention a purgatory so that people didn't think, you know, sometimes you go to these, you go to funerals and the speakers are well-intentioned, but they've already eulogized and canonized the deceased person. And while that's understandable and I'm sympathetic to it, we never want to deprive the person who has died of the benefit of our prayers, because they may still need those prayers if they're in purgatory. So I felt I had to at least mention this topic.
Yeah. Well, and I think also we don't want to deprive the people who are living to think I could live like hell and it doesn't matter how I live because everybody's going to heaven. And that's not true. God doesn't send anybody to hell. God wills it that all of us would be in heaven, but you know, that's our choice. That's where that free will comes in. And right. and I see this book as being so evangelistic, and maybe in homes all across the world where, you know, people have lost loved ones and they're not talking about it. There's this, you know, this constant hush. We don't want to talk about it because it's too painful. But yet people are hurting and they need to have their faith enter into their grief and their sorrow so that they would then turn and flip that coin to be one of great hope.
Anthony, we're going to hold you over for the final segment. We can share for several more minutes. That'd be wonderful. Hope you all are enjoying this time with Anthony DeStefano. Get his book and other books at EW10RC.com. This one is Christmas in Heaven. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away. Welcome back. What a great conversation we've been having with prolific author Anthony DeStefano with his new book coming out. You should get it now. It's a great gift for Christmas. It reads well. So many areas that are being addressed here. The book feels good. The book looks good. It's just really, really wonderful.
It is good.
So Anthony, just tell us, you know, what your hope is for this book, number 26 or 27, how many it is, and what you're hoping people will take away, especially around the time of Advent and Christmas, a great time of joy, but for many a time of sadness as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, in terms of what I want people to get out of this book, I'd say three things. First, obviously, the true meaning of Christmas, which is that it's the birth of our Lord. It's not about lights and dinners and Santa, as nice as all those things are. It's about Jesus's birthday. Second, the fact that heaven is a joyful, wonderful place, nothing for children or adults to be frightened about ever. And third, I want children to get at least a glimpse of the world of the saints, which is really a glimpse of the beautiful doctrine we have in the church of the communion of saints, which says that there's a lot more to life than just what we see around us, that there's an invisible spiritual world that's just as important, and that the saints in heaven are real, they're alive, they're different from one another, and they can help us, and that hopefully one day we will be among them. Christmas is such a magical holiday, the happiest time of year, but as you just said, it's also a very, very sad time of year for many people who have lost loved ones, and I'd like to impress upon children and adults that are reading this book, that even if people have died in your families, Christmas can still be joyful because those loved ones hopefully are in heaven and we will see them again someday.
Yes.
And as I said in yesterday's broadcast, you know, I tell my atheist friends that the difference between Christians and unbelievers isn't that Christians suffer and grieve any less than them. We suffer just as much. It's just that we suffer and grieve with hope. That's the main message I'd like to get across to readers, that to have hope no matter what kind of tragedies have happened.
Anthony, you've written so many books on so many levels. All of your books are for adults and children to some degree. Why such a passion regarding children? Why such a concern for them? Why such a prophetic call to adults to take responsibility in raising them up and reading good literature, beautiful images? Why are you so passionate about the child in this time, defending, protecting, and equipping children?
Well, I've gotten more passionate as the years have gone on because I've seen this culture war raging around us. You have to be blind not to see it. And the other side, the secular world, they don't hesitate to jump over the heads of parents to try to propagandize children with their secular, anti-Christian message. They go right for the jugular vein. They go for the children. And it's my great fear that we're not doing enough of what we can to protect our children and to educate them and to catechize them, because they're going, because the enemy's going after them. Mm-hmm. So I view my children's books as a way of taking part in the culture war and fighting against the other side.
Amen. Well, may all of us take up that same call. Thank you for all of your books, your writings, especially these children's books, because it's a beautiful way to catechize. Your books are true to the faith. I'm sharing the word of the Lord. They're beautiful to look at. So they are truly just outstanding. Go to EWTNRC.com. Everyone viewing today, get Christmas in Heaven. You'll be especially blessed. Take the time to read to your children, mm-hmm. your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews. It's a beautiful way to catechize. Anthony DiStefano, God bless you. Keep up your great work. We look forward to more books coming from you soon. Well, thank you so much for being a part of the show today. Let's equip our young people. And at the same time, through mm-hmm. the way Anthony writes, you're going to be equipped as well. You're an important part of this EWTN family. You're never alone, and you're always at home with Jim and with Joy. We're in this all together. We're part of our own families, the church family, and when we depart, hopefully to heaven, we will meet with our heavenly family mm-hmm. there. God bless you. Keep it on EWTN. Bye now.